Welcome to Practical Wisdom Stories. I'm your host, Nikki Kleppel, and I'm so excited to have an old friend and a previous student of mine, who's now more my teacher, Fern Marie Rodriguez, to join us. And I guess maybe the first thing to start with, Fern Marie, is, you know, one question or a category that I just find is so uniting of people is a story from our childhood. So first of all, you know, you've definitely grown so much and on a path of, you know, personal development and so in some of like what your values are. So I guess the first thing is, what is a story from your childhood that really demonstrates a quality about you or a value that you have?
Well, thank you for having me and for inviting me. And I love that question because I'm originally from Puerto Rico, and I grew up in a very disadvantaged community. And so what I always say is that a child with a dream is a child with a future. And the reason I say that is because I remember being about 6 years old, and I looked up at the Milky Way in Puerto Rico. The sky is so bright and pristine and beautiful. Because of you don't have the pollution from the air. Yeah. And I at that time I saw what is the Milky Way, like that stripe of stars on the sky. And I didn't know it was the Milky Way, but I remember looking up and being so impressed and like feeling so connected to whatever that was, that I remember thinking I need to connect to that, whatever that is. It drove my passion for understanding space. Mm. And so at the age of 16, I became pregnant. And so I had a daughter when I was 16. And she was also a motivator. So between that little seed when I was six and then my daughter being born at 16, yeah, those were my two drivers in life. And so what I thought was, I wanted to give my daughter a better life, but I didn't know how. The only thing I had was this passion to be an astronaut and like leave this planet. And I started to study, that led me to study physics. And as a physicist, I started to understand the stars and the laws of nature. And then I started studying mechanical engineering, mm-hmm, which led me to be an aerospace engineer for like 9 years. And then anyway, I can keep on about my story later, but to the point of your question is, I love that because definitely what we are today, a lot of it stems from what we valued when we were children. Mm. And it's all come full circle now, so many years later, but that's my story, at least the beginning of it.
You know, one thing that makes you so unique for Marie is that you straddle both sides, you know, like just like this is practical wisdom, you know, it's being able to have like the connection of both. And something that's so neat about you is you've got the like scientific background, as you know, that engineering mindset and very like logical based, and also you are deeply spiritual and intuitive and insightful. So I guess maybe how do you blend what might be seemingly opposites?
It's funny that you say that because I wasn't always like that. Okay. So my engineering background and my scientific background led me to be highly analytical. And I wasn't even interested in talking to people that were not that way. Mm-hmm. And when anyone would talk about religion or spirituality, I would literally just like, oh my gosh, look at the time. Like, okay, it's not even like, it was like almost like, I need to get out of here like as fast as I can. And what's interesting is that I can talk about how my spiritual awakening happened, but it was only 3 years ago, literally in March, May 15th of 2017, okay, is when I had a book that I read that explained how our thoughts are like an electric field and our hearts are like a magnetic field. And when they're not in alignment, it's almost like they cancel each other out. Mm-hmm. And like this dissonance that happens between what you think and what you feel. Mm-hmm. And the book was talking about our connection to the universe. And I was like,
okay, what's the book? Moment,
I realized that's so true.
Okay.
Because that, and it's almost like I started shaking, and I realized this is why I studied physics. I wanted to connect to the universe, and I thought it was out there when it's really here.
Yeah.
And so that changed my life.
What book is it?
It's called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Okay.
So I studied that book in and out, and I have been traveling the world learning from teachers in India, mm-hmm. Thailand, Peru, the local shamans and the wisdom they have with connecting to Mother Earth.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Which is so interesting to hear, you know, someone who worked at NASA and a mechanical engineer to also in the same breath talking about Mother Earth. So I think you provide hope that, you know, I think especially now with, you know, what's going on in the world, and there's like vastly different opinions, you know, it's like, I guess maybe a question too for listeners is how do you bridge the gap between vastly different points of view? I mean, you did it within yourself, like on a micro level, but then, you know, how do we maybe take that best practice and apply that to groups of people or between another person?
So that was kind of like the background of how I suddenly was open mm-hmm. to this inner world, right?
Yeah.
And there's, I know from experience, like how do I bridge the gap? Experience, yeah. Words don't teach. Experiences teach. Yeah. And so when I started to unfold into the spiritual realm, when I started to meditate, there's so much truth that came to me, understandings, and it's awareness, developing your own awareness and your own ability to trust what's here.
Yeah.
And the reason why I trust it is because it's always been guiding me, mm-hmm. and I quiet my intuition. I quiet what my heart says with my analytical mind, or I used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started meditating and I started to, the book, The Alchemist says, you talked about The Alchemist earlier.
Yeah.
The character says, if I ever, stray away from you, please forgive me and don't leave me.
Mm.
And so one of the things that I have done in the last few years is learning to forgive myself. It's the hardest thing. It's forgiving myself for straying away, for not listening, and for allowing other people to influence me or overpower my own mm-hmm. voice. And that's one of...
Yeah, that's like, I guess, a piece of coaching that you were giving me earlier too, is, you know, being able to hold both. You know, I think especially, you know, we're talking about the alchemist, that, you know, the universe conspires to help you. So, you know, being open to signs and nudges, you know, that oftentimes, you know, I believe that the universe works through other people, like, for example, you pinging me randomly or whatnot. So there's like the outside influence. I think that, oh, you know, a lot of times that is God at work. But then how do you distinguish between, oh, actually, nope, that's just a naysayer or something else that's off track. So like, you know, if it can be a fine line between, hey, is this my intuition or is this, you know, my ego, or how do we, how do you distinguish?
Mm-hmm. Right. So experience.
I guess you're right.
So the reason I say that is because I could give you so many different tips of things that I've read, right? But nothing compares to the inner guidance that you get when you make the mistakes yourself. Mm. So one of the things that I did was I quit my job and I started traveling. Mm. And I started teaching a work of someone else. During the last year. And I thought, okay, so this person is already established, this person already has a following, and I like that message. It helped me tremendously, so I'm going to start teaching that message. And I was like, I'm so sure that that's what I need to be doing. And so many things went wrong. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but what's happening? I couldn't understand, how is it that I felt so disconnected when I had invested so much of my time with this particular type of training? And I was like, but I've already invested so much in it. And I was like, this is where your mind says something and your heart says something else. Right? And this is, again, an opportunity to self-correct. Yeah. So what I did was, it was like, okay, if I am wrong, I will figure it out later. But my heart is telling me that I need to step away, even though my heart is the one that brought me here.
Yeah, I know.
Right? So it's like, okay.
That's so, where we had these conversations with our head to go, wait, I thought this was the direction, but now I'm running into it. So it's like, wait.
You right. Know, so my intuition led me there and my heart led me there 100%. So I'm like, this is it. And then it was like, why is it not working?
Yeah. Right.
And then I took a leap of faith and I said, I need to step away.
Okay.
And the moment I stepped away, I realized, oh, that was part of my journey. It's almost like,
it's imagine like you need that contrast to be able to learn from it.
Well, you need that you need to, so you always, okay. So what I do is I always feel right. So, and if it excites me, if it's exciting, it's like, I'm doing it like 100% of the time. Now, when it starts to like block, I don't question anymore, but wait, my heart brought me here.
Right.
This is what I mean by experience, right? Like I already know that your heart will take you to where you need to be. And if you imagine yourself like a little video game character, your heart is that navigation system that's going to say point A is this, point B is this, point C, and you're just going to go with the journey.
Right.
And your heart will bring you. And so now I'm starting my own program. And I was like, I would have not started my own program.
Right.
If it's not because I left that thing that I thought was it.
Yeah.
But okay. Same with engineering, right? So I was an engineer for 15 years. And after I went to college for 9 years to be able to do that. So I have three degrees, right? And so if I wasn't because I followed my heart, I would still be doing those things, thinking, well, I invested 25 years of my life
right.
to do this. Why am I going to do something different? And it's something so, like, you know, the force, the field, like the intuition, like, what is that? Like, why would I let go of a high paying job when I have so much experience and I already know how to do it and I have a comfortable life? Why would I let go of that to follow this thing? And it has been the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life.
Right. And it's probably one big strength too, because it makes you credible and relatable to be able, that it's not like you only have this mystical point of view, but you've got a full spectrum of like this logical side too. So I think that adds a lot of credibility and maybe makes you more approachable to people who might be a little bit more skeptical. Like you seem like almost a good starting point. You know, if somebody's like overly mystical, maybe
I get
it. Logical. It's like too much, you know. So it's, you seem you're the gateway drug for.
Thank you. I get it. Like people that are skeptical, it's like I can't even express to you how much I relate to that.
Well, and you know, just even having you say that, I guess my intuitional, you know, response too was, it reminded me that, you know, my 18 years in corporate is, you know, kind of a similar, mostly working with engineer and, you know, logical folks. It's kind of a maybe shadow or similar situation as you to go, okay, well, if that environment has taught me how to present maybe mystical concepts in a corporate way, you know, then that's kind of bridges the gap to speaking more, I guess, you know, I guess what really is lights me up more and more in the last few years is the spiritual component and the, you know, I guess that more connection piece and, you know, God, universe, whatever we call it, that there's room for that. You know, yes, there's a corporate, if you're used to talking in a certain way, then how do you kind of talk two languages?
So. And that's exactly what I learned in the last year teaching someone else's work was I learned how to say, how to talk about the neuroscience of change, of transition, of what's going on in our minds with our thoughts and how our thoughts create chemicals in our body that creates these feelings and distinguishing these things and how to say it in a way that it's not at all touching on spirituality, which I needed, right? Because I didn't have the vocabulary to talk to my friends. My friends were like, what happened to her? Even my mom.
Yeah.
Like, and my dad is like, what, why are you quitting your job? Why are you selling your house? What happened to her? And so I didn't have the vocabulary without saying, oh, it's my intuition. Like, right. What do you mean it's your intuition, right? So I had to learn how to talk to people about, you know, this isn't working for me anymore. And, but not just like how to explain it, but literally like the neuroscience behind change and okay. saying it in a way that in no way, shape or form touch on spirituality. Mm-hmm. And that component is what I see with you. Mm-hmm. You have been teaching this for so long in a non-intuitive way, right? It's meaning you don't tell people follow your intuition, but you do. And what I see now is like take it all off and then learn how to use pieces from here and there so that your message is more genuine and it's no longer what Dale Carnegie would say or what, I don't know, the Dalai Lama would say. It's what Nikki would say.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I guess one other thing too is if you can tell us about your forgiveness workshop or listeners, I'm sure, are going to want to learn more about you and follow you. So what's the best way for us to find you and learn more?
Yeah. So right now, the best way to find me is on Facebook. If you type in Intentional Evolution, you're going to see my personal group there. Intentional Evolution by Fern Marie Rodriguez is the full name of the group. And I have a YouTube channel as well where I started sharing stories and I'm going to be doing more of that. But right now, the fastest way to be directly connected to me and getting involved with the workshops that I'm doing is through Intentional Evolution group and Facebook.
Excellent. And if you were to sum up, you know, if there was a, from what experience has taught you, and, you know, that's something that's useful is, you know, we can all get advice or tips or principles or wisdom from other people. You know, I guess one thing I'm hearing you say is also experience is the thing. But if you were to say, you know, sum it up into one thing for either advice that you would give or your biggest life lesson, what would you say?
Learn to understand the difference between your thoughts and your emotions.
Okay.
So and the reason is because we're not used to giving attention to what we feel. Mm-hmm. And the first thing we need to do is shed away. It's like with the alchemist, right? Like the not listening to ourselves. It's the very first thing that we need to address. Mm-hmm. And the way you address it is by learning to understand what your body is feeling mm-hmm. and distinguishing that from a thought.
Okay.
And that takes a little bit of work. And by a little bit, I mean, that's the most important thing that we need to be doing.
So a lot.
Okay. But at least for me, I mean, yeah, other people may have their approaches, yeah, but for me, I had to learn, I was so mindful of every little thought that I was thinking that I started to recognize in my dreams, like, oh, I don't want that thought to go in my, to my subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. And feeling, so meditation, being able to feel. So for example, what happened in the last week with the situation with the
George Floyd. Police, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The situation where someone lost their life because they couldn't even, I mean, this, I don't even know how to put that situation into words right now, but this is, everybody knows what's happening right now with in the United States. When I, this shows exactly what I'm about to say. When I heard about it, I don't remember the last time that I was so emotional. And, I had to sit there and feel that feeling, because what it showed me was my own wound. I want, like, the worst fear for a human is like not to be able to speak or to be repressed or to be like the injustice of all of it. So it just reminded me of how I have been wronged in the past. And it's like that pain reminded me of something within me that I still need to heal. Mm-hmm. And so what I did was I sat and I felt it. It's like, this is what it feels like to not be able to speak. It was like I felt it, and it was like some wound or some pain. Mm-hmm. But this is just an example of how I go through life. I feel my feelings because it's very healing. You heal your own wounds, and also you start to develop the ability to listen to your intuition, because you're going to not know because you're reading it. There's a thought can, if a thought comes to you with all the answers, gosh, run with that. But for me, it's a feeling.
Yeah. And like you said, to distinguish, to learn to distinguish between those two.
Right. Right. And because I was so analytical, it's really easy for me to make up a story of why something is happening.
Yeah.
Whereas now in that ability to distinguish the thought from a feeling, I will trust the feeling more than I trust my own justification of why I'm feeling.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Terrific. Well, I'm excited to check out the forgiveness. I think something our world needs, our country needs, individually we need. So thank you for a challenge for us to become better individuals and a better society. And it's been so amazing too, just to have kind of just feels like two old souls reconnecting. So thank you so much for, you know, thank circling you back with me and reaching out and doing this interview as well. So grateful. Thanks,
Marie. Thank you for trusting your intuition and for doing these interviews and sharing your wisdom